me, it was just really like what I call like the epitome of a street album. It was just one of those albums that was so poorly promoted that it got out just by people just saying, hey, have you heard that new Thug Life? Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't Tupac, it was Thug Life. So you had no idea that it was Tupac. And then you're picking up like, Thug Life, what the hell is this? We're like, oh yeah, that's Pac. Like, for real?
Like, at the time, I wasn't into, like, hip-hop like that. I didn't know what, like, the streets was talking about. Like, I didn't really have a lot of people putting me on. So, like, this was just kind of like a, hey, listen to this because you should listen to it because it was dope. And that was it. Like, I just kind of... So this album, that's the reason why I had the question, too. Like, why is this iconic? Because nobody ever talks about this. Nobody ever says, like, oh, this is something that you got to go back. Like, this is a foundational type of album.
Right. For people to say, well, this is an iconic project, for me, iconic would mean that it was doing work, people were talking about it, and it was very important to the culture. I personally don't see any of those three things being the case with this particular project.
So here's my question. When did he introduce the Thug Life concept? And that's what I'm trying, and that's when I hear Thug Life, I'm like, so is this when Pac,
right,
like, business they call, made that pivot? Made that pivot?
But y'all are trying to take things that Pac was doing,
okay,
and relate them to this album and say, well, the album's iconic because Pac was doing this.
No, I'm not necessarily saying the album was, I'm saying, should it be iconic? I get that it's not, right? I get that, okay, that nobody was talking about it and it didn't do the three things, three of the things that you mentioned, right? I get that it doesn't have those typical iconic accolades. But what I'm saying is that, should it had though? If it got the proper promotion?
I think so. I don't know if it should have because I like those. Okay, here's the thing.
If it would have been Tupac and Thug Life, I think this would have definitely been an iconic album.
I don't know. I don't know because when I think of Pac, I don't think of this album. When I think of Pac, I think of two jams off of this. Pour Me a Liquor and Bury Me a G.
Straight Ballin'.
No, like those songs. Not, oh, look. Come on. Before we try to get this twisted, I like this album.
Yeah.
Don't get it fucked up. I like this album. In my opinion, before he died, Pac didn't put out any album that I thought was bad. Right. They were all good. This is a good project. But is it iconic? No. To me, absolutely not. In my mind, when y'all said we're reviewing Thug Life, for some reason in my mind, I was thinking
it translated to Strictly
Come. Yes, because I don't go back to this album.
Yeah.
Not this that it's bad, but I just don't.
This was the album where, you know how we always talk about, like, when you buy an album, you be like, ooh, I caught an L. Like, this was the album where I purchased it. And I was just like, because pour out a little liquor, it sold me. Straight Ballin'.
You ain't like Bury Me a G?
Bury Me a G, bro.
Straight Ballin', nah.
Stay True to
the
Liquor. There's some good jams on
here. I'm just talking about is initially, like when I heard Pour Out a Little Liquor, I was like, man, what is that off of? Like, and I brought it off the stream.
Which one was on the Butter Rim soundtrack?
Pour Out a Little Liquor.
Pour Out a Little Liquor. Yeah.
And when I heard that, I was like, yo, I want to get that project, and I brought it, and I was like, man.
I thought this album had a few, like at least it half did. Of it was solid to me.
The what was solid?
I thought at least half of this album was solid.
No. The album isn't bad by any stretch of the. B has a different perspective because I didn't buy this when it came out at all. This was 1994.
Were you buying Tupac albums at all?
Yes, I liked Tupac only because my sister liked Tupac.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. That's how I found about Tupac and Public Enemy was through my sister.
Oh, okay.
But there wasn't much mainstream rap that I was listening to. So I didn't hear this until probably a year after it came out.
Yeah.
And the main reason is I never even heard about it.
Bro, I'm almost positive that people watching this review haven't even heard of this shit. Like,
it was big. It, 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 it,